Hello, Snowbrains podcast fans. I'm your host, Miles Clark, with a quick Thanksgiving week update. We're taking a week off from the podcast this week, but we'll be right back at it again next week. And I wanted to give you a quick update on some of the amazing guests we have coming up on this season. Coming up on the podcast this season, we have legendary professional free skier Ingrid Backstrom. The conversation I had with her, it went deep, and we kind of pulled out some pivotal turning points in her life, including how Whitman College in Walla Walla, Washington may have been a key to her successful professional freeskiing career. Also, how she changed after her brother Arnie passed away, how she made that into something that she could use and move forward with and be more successful with, and how losing her passport ended up putting her in the ski movies, which is a crazy story. We also have on the show this season Matchstick Productions filmer and editor Scott Gaffney. Hearing Scott go over the game of NAR and how the game of NAR came to be is pretty hilarious. His funny stories from all the time he spent with his best friend Shane McConkie are golden as well. His Lake Tahoe surfing addiction is also super interesting. And for the nerdier side of us, we've got PhD psychologist and ski mountaineer Russ Costa coming on board. He goes over decision fatigue, avalanche heuristics, and how altitude affects the brain. And we basically cover why people do dumb shit in the mountains. I really enjoyed talking with Olympic gold medal ski racer and Alaska heli-skiing legend Tommy Moe yesterday. Tommy Moe sat down with us and talked about his gold medal experience, how it profoundly changed his life. We talked about partying too much at times and all kinds of Alaska heli-skiing and mountain guiding in Jackson Hole stuff. I mean, this guy has just done it all, and hearing his perspective on life is pretty cool. It was also an honor to sit down and talk with current World Cup and Olympic skier Travis Ganong. I really enjoyed talking with him about his free skiing career. I mean, the guy could be in all of the free skiing movies tomorrow. He's that good. I've skied with him and seen him do some insane things. And he's already been in ski movies. He's been in Warren Miller movies and worked with Sweetgrass Productions. And it was really cool talking to him, what it's like to be on the World Cup, what the stresses are, what the great things are, what the challenges are, as well as what it's like to ski in the Olympics and what he foresees for the coming Olympics this season in Beijing, China. And today I'm going to be speaking with founder and president of the Indy Pass, Doug Fish. Really curious to hear Doug's perspective on independent ski resorts in North America and what they're doing to stay afloat in this crazy time where all these big conglomerate passes are starting to take over. So that's it for this update. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving week, and we'll look forward to being with you next week on the Snowbrains podcast.